Everyone, welcome. Everyone, come in. Join us. Join us live for Ghost Stories with Angela. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, all my returning viewers, all of my new viewers. Let me give you a little quick rundown of what this show is, because I know we have some new people tuning in today. This is Ghost Stories with Angela. This started during quarantine last summer, 2020. I was like, look, I love ghost stories. I like all the haunted, paranormal, ghosty type stuff. And I know other people like that too. So why don't we do like sit around the campfire, tell ghost stories type things? And we started on Instagram Live. I would go live and I would just pick fans that had stories to share, and they would come live with me and share their ghost stories. And I would have a special guest every episode. We've had Joe Coy. We've had my friend Camille Guadi. We've had different comedians, actors, and people join us and tell their actual real ghost stories that have happened to them. And that's how it started. And it grew to now we have a podcast. Now we're streaming to YouTube, to Facebook. Shout out to everybody who's joining us right now on Facebook, on YouTube, and all the things. We are coming back. And always, every episode, I drink a little cocktail. Today, shout out to Dezo Spiked Seltzer Water. We have these. Thank you so much. Can you see the lights? A little bit bright. Okay. I'll work on that lighting for next time. So yeah, I have a spiked coconut water or cactus water. What do you guys think I should try? I haven't tried these. This is going to be my first time to get my first real reaction. Coconut water, cactus. I'm going to try cactus water, because what is cactus water? How about that? So I like the way it sounds when it opens. Some good fizz, some good bubbles in there. A good bubble ratio, sounds like. Okay. I don't know what is cactus and what is the alcohol part, but it's interesting. Let me give it one more go. I kind of taste a little bit like my lipstick, and it very well could be my lip gloss that I'm kind of drinking. My lipstick, ladies watching, you know that happens. Sometimes you like taste things and you're like, oh, this tastes like Wet n Wild 563. Thank you. Shout out to them. Thank you so much for the sparkling, fizzy, spiked seltzer waters. Let's go. Okay. Tonight, we kick off a very cool series that I'm super excited about. I've been touring for 13 years, all over the country, different parts of the world. A lot of these venues we go into are super old and most of the time haunted. So every venue that I go to, as soon as I walk in, I find whoever has worked there the longest and I'm like, tell me the story. I know there's a ghost here somewhere. Tell me what's up. And that's what I do. So I have decided to do a series where we highlight haunted venues, and particularly venues that I have performed in. So kicking off this series, we have a good friend of mine, the manager of the San Jose Improv. Please welcome Mr. David Williams.
Oh, it's me. Hi.
Hello.
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 Hello. Oh, here is Mary Poppins again.
Here I go. David, thank you for coming on the show. You have an accent. You're not from San Jose. Where are you from?
I'm from West San Jose. It's called England. Inglaterra.
Yes. You're from England.
I'm from England. Southwest London.
Okay, when I was younger, I used to do my British accent, and I didn't know anything about England or like what's the UK. I don't know. Like, I barely know the United States, and still even some of those I don't really know. But I would do this accent and I would fool people that I was from England or whatever. So I needed to learn a place. So I would tell people that I was from Liverpool. And then I realized that I was doing the wrong accent for Liverpool. like, what's the, is Liverpool kind of like Cockney accent?
No. So Cockney is East London. It's in a very particular region of London within the sound of the Bow Bells. Liverpool is about 300 miles north. And the thing about England, the more north you get, the more nasal they sound. So people from Liverpool. But yeah, completely different area.
Yeah. I didn't play the role well. I just named a city. I was like, I found one. From Liverpool. Yes.
You picked a doozy.
I messed up, but nobody knows. We were in San Jose. What do they know? They're just like, oh, right. She's from Liverpool. Okay. I'm very excited to have you on. I know we have some great stories to tell. And some of these I know about because, of course, you gave me a tour. But let's start from the beginning and tell us about the origins of the San Jose Improv.
Well, obviously, so it's a very old venue. This building has been here since 1904. We've only been here for 22 years, but a lot of people came before us. Mm-hmm. And I must say from the very beginning, I was not a believer in this type of thing, but I've definitely become converted just because of the things that I've seen and experienced. But to give you kind of a sense of the history, I mean, if you really think about it, 120 years, that's about 6,000 weeks, averaging 300 guests a show, 8 shows a week. That's about 16 million people that have been through those doors.
That's a lot of energy.
That's like the population of the Netherlands have been through that door.
The energy
that I feel in different areas, you know, there's some good, there's some positive stuff, and there's some kind of dark stuff that I've seen and experienced in this club.
Okay, tell me, what areas of the club do you feel the light stuff, the good energy?
Okay, so I mean, the green room is typically somewhere where people enjoy themselves and have a good time, and I feel like it's very mischievous. And this story that I'm about to tell you happened to me July 2018, I think.
So we have a picture.
I typically will come to the club on a Saturday early for me, 12 o'clock noon, just to set up, just because that's my own space, my own time, especially when we have a sold out show. And so I sat in the green room and I sat down, and it was San Jose, June, July. So kind of warm, kind of humid. And I said to myself, oh, it's kind of warm. So I got up, opened the windows. They're very, I think, Edwardian or Victorian style windows, 4 of them, very heavy to move either way. Opened them, sat back down, said, it's still kind of warm. I'm going to go and get a drink. So I got up, went and got a bottle of water, came back in. The windows were still open. And then about half an hour later, I looked up and the windows were closed.
You were in the room, right? You were... Is there a weird echo happening?
It's not me.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're hearing echo?
Okay. That was weird.
Oh, look, they're already onto us.
Are they onto us? Are they saying there's an echo? Oh, no. Oh, it's the ghost. The ghost is on. I hear what you're saying. Okay. So you're in the green room. You left to get a drink. You come back. The windows are open. And then all of a sudden you just notice that they're closed?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, again, listen, if you knew me before, I'm the biggest cynic. You know, my background is more to do with math and physics and nothing to do with, you know, things have to have a reason. Things have to, you know, this can't happen. You know, this happens because of this, but there was no explanation. And so again, I kind of ignored it and played it off. But again, I truly feel like it was more of a mischievous thing that someone was doing or something was doing. But when you come back in next time, you'll see those windows, to move them up or down, is not something you can do without making noise, without any effort.
Have you ever had comics tell you that there's a weird feeling in that room or anything like that?
No, not in that particular room, no.
Okay. Okay, so that room, it's a playful kind of energy that's in there. But tell me where the darker stuff is.
Okay, so a little bit more history. I think the bloke Edison invented electricity end of the 1800s. electricity didn't really get out to houses and buildings till like 1925. So in San Jose, there's a dressing room underneath the stage. Mm-hmm. And this is where, you know, vaudeville times, the men would get changed on this side, the women on this side, or vice versa. And I know we're going to play a video later of it, but it was lit by gas because there was no electricity. And so the story was that there was an accident, and downstairs completely concrete. It literally looks like a big oven.
Yeah.
And so the story goes that there was an accident and there was a big fire and a lot of people died down there. And I would say right now, it's a very large space. And even though we're a big building, there really is never enough room for storage. We don't store stuff down there because nobody, including myself, wants to go down there ever. Wow. It's just sends chills down your spine. And again, I'm going to sound like a pussy for saying this, but I won't go down there. I hate it. If I go down there, then I'll make an excuse. Like, I need your help lifting these things. Let's go and get this stuff.
I would totally do that. I'd be like, hey, can you help me lift up this thing? It's like a heavy box. And then we get down there and they're like, where's the box? Be like, you know what? It's in the office already. But since you're down here, I just needed to get this can real quick. I got it.
But there's certain times, because we have a very good security system. That's not a challenge, San Jose. Okay. We have a very good security system. And so sometimes when you go to set the alarm at the front, there's about 20 different sensors, and a couple of the sensors are by the area that you see later on. And I'm like, shit. And everyone's gone. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, shit. I've got to go and check that sensor. I'm like,
do you ever not go check the sensor?
Some of my bosses might be watching, so I'm going to say I always went. Every time, 100% of the time, I always went.
No matter what.
No matter rain, sleet, or ghost.
Yeah, we go to the dark side. Here's the thing. Like, I love ghost stories and hearing about, like, the haunted things. I've never felt anything at the Improv, but I know other people have. And part of me is like, I want to hear something. Like, I want to hear a creepy voice or like feel something. And then the other party was like, oh, thank God I don't feel or hear those things. Like, even right now where we're recording, we are at our studio where we do our podcast. But typically I would do ghost stories at home, like in the backyard, and like all the families in the house. So like, I'm fine. I'm not scared about nothing. And then now I'm here at the studio by myself. Like, there's nobody here. And it's a little bit creepy. And then even through the door, there's like a gym right next door, and it's super dark. And like, it's just very creepy. And I was realizing, like, oh, shoot, I'm by myself about to talk about ghosty things and like, hopefully not invite any spirits in.
Well, and if they are, just make sure they're the mischievous ones that have a good time. I mean, I get a lot of sense in certain areas that, you know, they're probably just as dark and just as not around anything, and I have no problem. It's just certain areas, certain zones, certain, I don't know. Again, I can't explain. It's like going to the mystery spot in San Jose, and you're like, why is that there?
You talking about the mystery house, Winchester?
Have you ever been to the mystery spot in Santa Cruz, I think it is, actually?
No,
where there's like, not. Really?
Why do you know you things about where I grew up, and I don't? Tell me.
Someone's going to correct me, hopefully, soon. But the mystery spot, it's a weird spot where gravity doesn't act normal.
What?
Kind of like, you know, when you stick a pencil in a glass of water and the pencil looks like it goes that way, but everyone knows it goes straight.
Uh-huh.
But they've got this thing. It's been there for years. It's been there for years. And they'll prove to you that the table is straight. And they'll put a ball, like a pool ball, and the ball will start rolling uphill.
Oh, wow.
Or they'll have people standing. They'll have the tallest person in the group and the shortest person, and they'll put them on this wall. And when you look at them, everyone's the same height.
I gotta look that.
Hopefully, there's some comments in your thing saying that I'm telling the truth.
Does anybody know? Is anyone familiar? I'm not getting the comments. Actually, they're not coming through. Maybe Ryan, you can see if there's something going on. But I stopped getting comments about 15 minutes ago. and we've been live for 16 minutes.
and repeats. No, but there's literally like every other bumper sticker has that mystery spot on it in San Jose.
Really? Oh, yes. I have seen the bumper sticker.
Yeah.
But I never knew what it was.
Yeah.
Wow. It's freaky. Okay.
But so yeah, so I do. So there are like things that can be explained, but not explained. Like even when you go there, you're like, I know what I'm seeing, but that can't be.
Tell me about in the club, the bar area. Yeah, that was a good one.
Hold on, I need some tea.
Yeah. Take a sip of your spot of tea, and I'll have a spot of cactus water. Water. I'll have some water.
It's funny, my tea doesn't taste like lipstick, though. I think you were there on the story. We had we have a couple of employees that have been with us with the group for 15 years, 20 years, long, long time. And this one gentleman was here when I believe it was 2008.
Okay.
I don't know if it was the actual the mystery group, the official group, but a group came through and they were looking into whether this place was haunted. And so they stayed for two nights.
They spent the night there, slept there?
I think they spent like until like one or two and then they left the equipment, but they recorded for two nights.
Got it.
And they said the only thing that they found was up in the upstairs bar. And I don't know if Ryan's putting the picture up right now, but there's an upstairs bar. There you go. Mm-hmm. So just behind that door on the left there is what they discovered is the number one, the hot spot in this club of negative energy.
Ooh.
And they recorded their recorder right there. And they heard an older gentleman sound like he's in his 60s, 70s saying, can I swear? Said, get the fuck out of my bar over and over and over again. All it was, and it wasn't clear at first, but then it would go clear and then it would be muffled. It was like, get the fuck out of my bar. And again, same thing with backstage. When I'm leaving at nighttime, there's two ways to leave. The easiest way to leave is out of the office, past that bar, and down the emergency exit. Guess which exit I take?
The one by the bar.
No. The other one. No way. No fucking way.
You go all the way around.
Huh?
You go all the way around. You take the longest exit.
I mean, it's not that much longer, but it is, physically, it is longer. I'm like, no, I'm just going to go down this way.
Ryan, can you put that picture back up real quick? I want to explain some things to people. So what we're looking at, the way we're looking at it, that's as if you're backstage. So if you're in the green room area and you go through that door, you are in the bar, correct? Like that's the bar back right there, right?
Yeah, that's the upstairs bar.
And so if you look over, you see the light up there and then the red of the curtain. That's the stage straight ahead. So this bar is upstairs and it overlooks the stage. And I've heard from bartenders there, too, that have told me stories that they'll have the glasses that are hanging that they use. They'll start clanking and like making noises up there when they're up there like cleaning up or counting out or whatever it is, that all of a sudden the glasses that are up there just start ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Mm-mm. See? That's crazy.
Negative energy.
Okay. Another thing. I remember the guy who took us on a tour with you. I can't remember his name. What was his name? Do you remember?
Sam.
Okay, Sam. That's right. Sam took us on the tour. And he was telling us there was another voice that was recorded in the back, but on the other side, not where we enter the stage, but on the other side. What was that EVP recording that was sent?
I think I might have jumped away from you guys at that point in the tour, but I do know that's another hotspot. So there was two hotspots.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything was recorded back there, but that they said that was the main one. I'm pointing, you can't see.
I remember what it was. Okay. We might have a video clip of that. I think we cut the video clip, but okay, so in the back corner, they recorded a woman's voice. Like they said something about turn the light on, and then her voice says, this light? Like she was just clarifying which one.
Just so everyone knows, I'm 10 feet away from that spot right now. And I'm in this massive room by myself. It's okay. So I'm going to have some more. Hold on. I'm going to have some more tea. Hold on.
So creepy. At least the ghost was trying to get it right. They were like, hey, ghost, can you turn the light on? And she was like, this light? Which one? I really want to get it right for you.
But actually, so also what's funny about that is that there's two parts to downstairs. It's really messed up. That's a really small area over there, and this is a big area. And the men would get changed on this area, and the women got changed on that side. So it would make sense that there's a female voice on that side.
Oh. And the story that I had heard that I thought it was during the big earthquake, the big San Francisco earthquake, that started the fire in the downstairs. I wonder if that's true. I'm going to want to look.
No, actually, so... we have an amazing team here, and we had a remodel. I'm not sure if everyone knew that. We had an amazing remodel. We signed a new year for 15 years. We're not going anywhere. When
Yay!
That happened,
hold on. Let's pause for that one real quick.
15 years. We're not going anywhere. We hired our AO marketing manager, and she's amazing. She can be found at Venue Girl on Instagram. Her name is Caitlin Studebaker. Great job, Caitlin.
Look at the Santa's Improv growing up, getting marketing managers and all that.
She spent, when we were closed down for 2 months, she spent about 3 weeks solid at the library.
Ooh.
Santa's Library. She found a ton of stuff. When you come into our club now, you'll see so many pictures and stories of the history. And so she found out, actually, that when the earthquake happened, while most of the Bay Area is devastated, this club only closed for about a month.
Oh, wow.
That was very, very minimal damage. So I don't think it's true, because otherwise that would have been part of the news, but they only closed for a couple of weeks.
I love history like that. I love seeing old black and white photos. Any of the venues that I go to where they're haunted, and like I'm in the green room and I see black and white photos from like, you know, a show that was put on in 1913, and here I am in 2018 at, you know, Spokane, Washington, whatever theater. And that blows my mind to know that this person was also in this green room having these nerves of like, I'm about to go perform and going on stage and having either a good show or a bad show, and then coming back to the green room and like they did something that I'm currently doing like 100-something years later. And I don't know, I feel like a connection, and there's like energy, like lingering energy. And my friend, comedian Momo Rodriguez, who was on the show before, talks about lingering energy. And he's like, that's why when you go into green rooms of comedy clubs and whatever clubs and venues, it feels really dark, because there's that residual energy of whatever the person had that was there. And there's a lot of nervous people back there. There's people doing drugs or people depressed. Like, there's a lot of depression in entertainers, and they carry that energy, and then it like stays there in that room. And so there's like, how you were saying when we started this, like 16 million or something.
Yeah, if you do the rough math, 16 million people have been through those doors.
16 million people and their energy have come through the San Jose Improv to see a movie when it was a movie theater, to see a play, to see a vaudeville show, to see stand-up comedy, to get wasted drunk, and then like have, you know what I mean? Like, there's been so many different souls coming through the San Jose Improv that of course there would have to be some kind of haunting residual energy and stuff like that. Okay, now we have a video to play from our tour that we took when we were there in the San Jose Improv. And this was myself, Jaki, my road manager, Mal Hall, my opener, Eddie Cisneros, And he was doing all my video stuff while we were there. And my sister was with me on this tour. And our friend Jeanette was also with us. And we got a tour after our whole weekend was done. Went through, because, you know, I wasn't trying to do the tour before, telling me all the things that are underneath me. Wait till I leave, please. Thank you. So on our last day, we got a tour of the venue. So let's see that video, Ryan.
Yeah, I got that. No. There's too many doors.
No, with all the doors closed and locked.
It's still winter, and I'm not gonna. I'm not believing in it. No, not going.
Jati, do you want to make $40?
Go in here.
Go in here.
By yourself with the door closed.
No.
Five minutes.
No.
All
right.
Don't
invite somebody. Does he?
Wait.
Oh.
Did everybody hear me, Eddie?
What do you have?
Y'all want to know? Oh my God, there's lots of them.
Where?
Okay, so that was underneath the stage. That is where the vaudeville actors were changing, sleeping, living. That's what he was telling us, is that the vaudeville actors at the time, they couldn't afford to like get an apartment or anything like that, so they all lived at the theater. Right? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
So all,
and it was, and again, it was lit by gas, you know, there was no electricity, so if there was a fire, then boom, the whole thing goes up.
Yeah. So they were all down where we were. Well, lower. I think there was cement now. What he was telling us, unfortunately, this is what he told me when we were there doing the tour, that after the fire went out and everything and everybody was dead, all the people that died, they couldn't collect all the body pieces. They just laid cement over it so that there's still, legend has it, that there's still like pieces of people underneath there, under the cement. And they rebuilt the theater after the fire. So that was, and if you notice in there, we see the picture right now, that is under the stage. That is the whole storage area that they do not use because nobody wants to go down there. The only person brave enough to go down there is, what's his name, who paints?
Steve Rogers, who's an amazing artist,
yes.
Recently featured in the Santa SF Chronicle.
Shout out to Steve. Hold on. Steve, shout out to you. Amazing artist in San Jose. He does all the artwork of the comedians who come and perform there, and it's hanging up in the San Jose Improv. He's the
If you bring that picture back up, Ryan. You see that the stuff on that ledge?
Mm-hmm.
That's the original, all the original iron marquee letters. And that's what he does. He goes down and gets the letters, takes them back upstairs. But to your point, yeah, he's the only one that goes down there, and that's his marquee letters.
Shout out to Steve. Just brave going down there. He don't care about no ghosts. He's like, what? I gotta paint some comedians. I need to go get my letters because I didn't have enough. I put a G instead of a J for Angela. My bad. Let me go get it. And then he goes by himself to go get him the letters, and he don't care about no ghost. So shout out to Steve, an amazing artist. Listen, I can't wait to come back to the San Jose Improv. When do you guys think you will be opening up?
That is an amazing, amazing question. And I get that phone call on average 20 times a day, and I'm very happy to field that phone call. The optimistic answer is April.
Oh, okay.
The optimistic.
Okay.
The realistic, again, don't hold this to me, but realistically, I think May, June, you know, when the warmer weather comes back and all the vaccines start to happen. I think at the very least, May, June, with limited capacity. I mean, I think full capacity, not till, you know, August or something. But again, who knows? So many things have changed very quickly that we thought wouldn't happen for months. And then all of a sudden, boom.
Right.
So, yeah, optimistically April. So I'll definitely be giving you a call about, you know, going for 20 shows.
Yes.
Beating the previous record.
Listen, I'm getting old. I don't know if I have it in me for 18 shows anymore. Maybe I do. I don't know. It's just I've been on a break for so long that I don't
remember. Do you remember how, but you were motivated also, I believe, by somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I wasn't going to do that many shows. I was ready to just like tap out and be like, okay, I'm done, sold out. But then all of a sudden, Joe Coy had to come and beat my record by one show. He was like, let me just add one more just so I could beat Angela. And I was like, oh, hell no, you better believe I'm going to come back in like 2 weeks and I'm gonna beat your record. So then I came back and I beat Joe Coy's record, and then he's like, okay, fine, I'll just go do arenas then. I was like, okay.
Okay. That was literally the next week he was in Hawaii, but I think you got on stage with him in Hawaii.
Yeah. Go ahead. I see some comments here. Anybody have questions for Mr. David Williams about the San Jose Improv? Somebody said you should go smoke a joint with the ghost down there. I mean, maybe just be friends with it. Maybe be up at the bar and be like, listen, I know you wanted me to get up out your bar, but cheers. Like, let's have some tea together. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll extend an offer to anyone that wants to come. Many ladies, no offense, men. Many ladies between the ages of 28 and 58. Come with me.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Great range. Give me a talk. I like that. Keep it open. Keep the range open. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah. Well, I hope to come back to the Improv as soon as you guys open, because San Jose is my home club. Love you guys so much. If you guys, I don't know where everybody is listening to this and watching from, but go to improv.com and see, because there are improvs that are open in different parts of the country. We're in California, so, you know, we're going to be last to everything. But there are improvs that are open. So go to improv.com and see who's on the calendar and go check out some live comedy and go support businesses again and get back out there, support live comedy. I can't wait to get back out there. I don't have any dates on the calendar yet, but stay tuned. I might be announcing some. Anyways, it's not about me right now. It's about ghosts, so... thank you guys so much for joining. David, Mr. Williams, thank you so much. You know, I have to give you the accent one more time.
You've gotten so much better, and it's so much better than my American accent. So thank you.
I feel like foreigners that try to do an American accent always go for the two go-tos, our country, real Southern country, or Valley Girl. Like, if you ask somebody from the UK or even like any Spanish speaking country, be like, do an American accent. They'll do one of these. They'll go like, oh, my God, we should go to the mall. Like, they'll do that one, or they'll do howdy do. How y'all doing? Y'all doing good? And they'll do like the country accent.
Well, but I feel like I need to counter to defend my honor. Well, Americans always go to Mary Poppins, whether it's Mary Poppins or the Chim Chimney, Chim Chim Chiroo.
I don't do Mary Poppins.
Sorry, darling. It sounds like Mary Poppins.
I do Bridgerton, okay? I am with the Duke. So nice try. No Mary Poppins here. I'm a duchess. Thank you. Thank you guys for joining. Mr. Williams, thank you so much. And I hope to see you soon, Mr. Williams.
You too.
Thank you, David. Thank you. We'll see ya.
Thank you. See ya.
Everybody else, if you have a ghost story that you would like to share and you want to come on live with me just like Mr. Williams did, go to angela.com/ghost stories and submit your story, and I'll pick you to come live and tell me what happened at your grandmama's house. And we'll talk about it. And if you got a picture, send me the picture. If you got a video, send me the video. Let's do it. I want to see it. I want to hear about it. Thank you guys for joining me on our first episode back from our little break we went on. And this has been Ghost Stories with Angela. Have a good night.